Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen Russo back on the show. Stephen has become a great member of our brain trust over the last few years, executive VP at Eclipsis, which is a cybersecurity company, excellent cybersecurity company. He's got decades of experience running businesses and in the cybersecurity world, and he's here to give us some news. Stephen Russo, welcome back.
How are you, Jim? Nice to talk to you again.
Doing great. So small businesses are in the crosshairs of more and more bad guys, and for many levels, on a macro level, on a broadcasting level, so to speak, just to see what they can get in to get out of any business. But on a more micro targeted level, kind of spear phishing, I guess you called it, is to get access to their bigger customers, right? We're still dealing with that, aren't we?
We are. They're really after, lately they've been after government information, but, you still have to watch your client's personal information, Jim. And, that's responsibility as a small business that you still have, and you can still face fines, if you get a breach that's large enough, and it doesn't take that much. So we do have to protect not only our data, our personal intellectual property, that's proprietary to our business, but we also have to be careful of our customers' information, our customers' personal information, our customers' health information, depending on what business you're in. Cyber has never been more important than now.
It seems to me, Stephen, I've been covering cybersecurity since before people had DSL back in the 90s, and it seems to me that the war ratchets up every year, and the good guys continue to always be behind. What do you think? Am I wrong about that?
Well, as a general statement, you're exactly right, Jim. There is technology out there, of course, like microtoken exchange that can protect from things like this, but the world is slow to catch on. You're correct. Even our U.S. government, look at the hacks that they've gone through. They have access to the best stuff out there, and they don't always use the best stuff out there. They're a little antiquated, which is scary to begin with.
I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I'm going to talk about the government hacks that there is in the news in the next segment. But in the meantime, is it enough for small businesses to have I've got four different security systems on my laptop. Four different groups. Four different entities scan my stuff all the time. Is it enough to do that and train our people not to click on things and try to have better digital hygiene? Is that enough, or are we doomed to be attacked one way or another eventually?
You have to do and take all the steps you can, which you can afford to do, Jim. If you can afford to spend a little bit more to get the better technology, you should be doing so. That's the answer. This is not going away. This is a growing problem. The previous administration tried to do something to put things in place to make sure that people pay a price for hacking. But, boy, oh, boy, what took place over the last 30 days is pretty devastating. They got a lot from us in the last 30 days.
That's what we're going to talk about in the next segment, is how bad that was. And so do you see the Biden administration having the same fervor?
Unfortunately, I don't. And that has nothing to do really with Joe Biden himself. It's the administration overall. It's the thought process. It's the, well, now we're getting into political conversation, yeah. But you know, different people have different views.
Is it naivete or agenda?
Oh boy. I'll leave that one to you, Jim.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a mess.
Probably
we're,
a little
we're
of
in a
both.
Very scary time right
Probably
now.
Probably a little of both, because if you're more worried about creating some kind of equity for groups of people, if you're more worried about identity politics, you might take your eye off of the assaults coming in from the outside. That's kind of what I worry about. I need your website, Stephen.
www.eclipsis.com, ECLYPSES.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about this breach, this government breach that was so devastating, maybe the worst ever, that just happened. And we're going to get Stephen to report on that for us. And we're going to talk about microtokens and how that can help.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.